Whether it's 8 in the morning or 8 at night, I'm bug-eyed and feisty because I drink Mega Coffee Classic from Gloria Jean's Coffee Bean, Crossroads and Oakview Mall.
Maybe you'd like to be bug-eyed and feisty like Dan. Or maybe you'd settle for just bug-eyed, or you're just looking for feisty. Whatever, Gloria Jean's Coffee Bean has the blend for you.
Create your own unique mixture of morning nectar. Choose from the widest selection of fresh, aromatic beans.
From Colombia, Jamaica, the Andes, the volcanic slopes of Hawaii, all over the world. It's a coffee lover's dream at Gloria Jean's.
Dream? I never sleep.
Mega Coffee Classic. Use only as directed. Available only at Gloria Jean's.
Crossroads and Oakview Mall.
Find the flavor that starts your day off in the direction you need to go.
The path to true coffee consciousness begins at Gloria Jean's Coffee Bean. Grab the beans from my hand, Grasshopper. Did you know there are only four sounds in the English language?
When those sounds, called phonics, are put together, words might accidentally result.
Now you can learn to use those four sounds with Stuck with Phonics.
Stuck with Phonics takes those four sounds and makes them fun.
Just use wee and you can talk to anyone about anything.
Stuck with Phonics makes the mysterious, indecipherable, enigmatic English language as easy as programming a VCR.
Call 1-800-WEE-WEE to order Stuck with Phonics.
1-800-WEE-WEE. Get Stuck with Phonics.
Hey, Joe, nice backyard.
Oh, look out for the bear trap, Bill. Oh, boy, I bet that smarts.
Oh, maybe a little, but I'm on Prozac, so it doesn't really bother me.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm just pretty picky about what I let in the backyard.
Sure is nice, but it's quiet out there. Too quiet.
That's what I like, Bill. Quiet. No chattering squirrels. Look out for the wired suet feeder. That's 220 volts, Bill. Took that stripped wire right from the fuse box in the basement.
Gee, I hate it when my shirt smokes like this. Hey, it's quiet out there. Too quiet.
You said that already, Bill.
I did? It's quiet out there. Too quiet.
That's all because of this, Bill.
Well, looks like a bird bath.
It's a bird acid bath, Bill, from Tamerlane.
A bird acid bath from Tamerlane?
That's right. Capturing the natural acid rain and concentrating it with help from this hydrochloric booster kit, the Tamerlane bird acid bath keeps your backyard quiet.
Too quiet. And it looks like ordinary water.
Ooh, dissolved your wedding ring, didn't it, Bill? The Tamerlane Bird Acid Bath works super quick.
Gee, my foot's starting to hurt now.
The Tamerlane Bird Acid Bath for that quiet backyard you love to come home to. Sold at all Lumbering Assassin Marital Aid boutiques, Betty's House of Talking Plants stores, and International House of Head Cheese locations coast to coast.
This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, let's talk baseball. The boys of summer, and my favorite teams, the Brooklyn Dodgers, the New York Giants, the Boston Braves, the Washington Senators, especially that Bob Highspikes Dole. The Philadelphia Athletics, the Seattle Pilots. What? They moved? Go on. Next time you'll be telling me the Cubs play in the Central Division. What? No. And I suppose they have wild card teams in playoffs? Well, I'll be picked off first by a rookie Venezuelan. Really? Ooh, Next thing you'll tell me, baseball players don't chew and spit. Oh, good, there is a God. And they still scratch themselves, don't they? Good. And there's still some honesty in the game. You know why you can't trust the owners, don't you? Because they never scratch themselves. You ever see George Steinbrenner fire somebody at a press conference and reach down and scratch himself? We felt it was time to make a change. No, owners never do that, and it's a mean farmer truth of life that you can't trust a man who don't scratch himself. That's why I don't like that Marge Schott fella. But I love baseball. Nothing like being in the stands for a night game with clouds of June bugs swarming around the lights and occasionally dropping out of the sky into your nachos. Ooh, good one. And then there's a foul ball curving out of play, and some youngster's eyes get all wide, and he reaches up with his little league glove to catch that priceless souvenir, and I tickle him. So that fat guy with the beer cans on his hat gets it in a second bounce after knocking over the nun with a Cubs hat on. Baseball fever. Catch it. Yeah, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, if I'm elected commissioner, the first thing I'll do is kill the owners. During the seventh game of the World Series in November in Denver. Ooh, cool. Pass the hot chocolate. Hey, Marge, stop scratching yourself. Oh, golly.
It's time once again for It's Tax Time Once Again. Q&A with noted tax expert Hamilton Pleabargain. Q. Mr. Pleabargain, I'm a bachelor, but I can see lots of women from my apartment window. Would it be proper to ask one of them to file a joint return with me?
A. Sure, it's the 90s, but be sure to practice save taxes. Wear gloves to prevent paper cuts and use only lead-free crayons.
Q. I'm a vampire. Does my coffin count as an in-home office deduction?
A. Yes, if you're leasing it. Many vampires these days are setting up sub-S corporations to cover such expenses. Also, if Dr. Van Helsing is not a member of an HMO for the undead, you can deduct the garlic and the pointed wooden stakes. But caution, crucifixes and holy water are not deductible due to separation of church and state. Also, watch your IRA. Vampires can't make tax-free withdrawals until they're 600 years old. Always nice to hear from an IRS employee.
Send your tax cues to the man with the A's, Hamilton Pleabargain. Until it's time once again for It's Tax Time Once Again, this is your announcer once again saying, have a joyous 1040 and many happy refunds. This is Spankin' Jack.
And this is Willie. This is Spankin' Jack and Willie Show, live from Big Whoopie, Idaho.
The only radio call-in show with two hosts, me, Spankin' Jack, and him, Willie.
Spankin' Jack's a bonehead conservative. I'm a bleeding heart liberal. So you call in and ask us something or tell us something, and we'll argue about it.
We'll call each other every name in the book. We hate each other, just like you hate liberals, too.
And conservatives. You hate conservatives. Okay, here's a call coming in from... Wow, look at this. Right here in our studio. Hello, Spankin' Jack and Willie Show. Willie speaking.
This is Spankin' Jack. Hi, Willie.
Well, what are you doing on the phone?
Oh, I'm just playing a prank, pretending I'm going to order a pizza.
Well, you can't do that, Spankin' Jack. Listener's supposed to call in. You ain't supposed to be using phone call to make phone calls.
Okay, don't holler at me.
Well, I'm supposed to holler at you. I hate you.
Oh, that's right. Okay, here's a call. Look, Willie, this one's from our studio, too. Hello.
Hi there.
Willie, that you?
It's me, all right. See how silly this makes us look?
Yeah, you're right. You hanging up?
Yeah, I'm hanging up. No, don't you call now.
You don't call first.
I won't if you won't.
I ain't.
Okay, good. Hey, we're out of time.
What do you mean?
Show's over.
I was just getting warmed up.
Yeah, me too, but we got to clear out for the Aunt Betty's recipe for a utopian world government show.
Aunt Betty, the town architect?
Yeah, you know, made that shed in the shape of a Packer Bell PS2 mouse.
See, superfluous.
Straight talk about the commodities market from insipid brokers.
One, my customers like straight talk, straight from the shoulders talk. No jargon, no dirty salesman type jokes. Straight to the point, no skipping around the bush, straight talk, with no superfluous redundancy type straight talk. Two, my staff knows their decisions can make or break a family. That's why they work hard long Dickensian hours and hardly ever see their own wives and kids. I usually hire people who are already divorced. Three, frozen pig bellies are the essence of America. Four, Hillary got lucky. Five, everyone has dreams, but few include soybeans. Mine do. Long trains loaded with soybeans piercing dark tunnels with explosive light. Six, at Insipid Brokers, we go the extra mile. Take the long last step. Avoid shortcuts. Get you in on the ground floor. Where the receptionist is, I'll be in meetings all day. The check's in the mail. 7. We realize time is money. 8. You owe me $125 for my time.
Insipid Brokers. Pretty much ethical for the last 7 months. Hi, I'm Jerry Burb, excuse me, and this is the Man Minute. Today, are taxes a remnant of our pre-90s paternal society? Well, yes, they are. Well, it looks like we still have time for more discussion, so I'd like to share this with you. I've received a bulletin from the Organization of Lingerie Exporting Countries, OLEC, reminding me that it's National Lingerie Month. I don't have to tell you how I feel about that. Is lingerie another throwback that binds women to a status they've outgrown? I've been studying the Fredericks of Hollywood catalog, and the women there, shown in real-life situations, sure seem to be enjoying themselves. But in not one of those pictures is there a man around. So it seems that women enjoy lingerie for the sake of the lingerie itself. And if they want to wear it in privacy, there's nothing sexist about that. So to celebrate National Lingerie Month, why don't we have a big parade with floats and balloons and marching bands? I know I'd be watching as a gesture of respect for the lingerie. Well, that's it. Remember, taxes no, lingerie month, you bet. I'm Jerry Burb, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
The following is a Checks in the Mail political announcement.
Hello, fellow Omahans. I want to serve you on the city council. No, I can't tell you my name. It's a surprise. It's on the ballot. You'll see it there. I'm running on a platform of anti-government spending. No, not anti-government spending, but anti-government spending. Omaha needs to spend more money on uprisings to overthrow the government. A city can only grow strong if it's in danger of extinction, so it's in our best interest to recruit and help those who would destroy and enslave us. So, anti-government spending is important. Next, I think all members of the city council should own overcrowded nightclubs. We could tear down the civic auditorium and build all the nightclubs there so we can all spy on each other. I won't be politically correct. It's politically correct to have off-ramps on the interstate. Why cave in just to be trendy? Girly clubs downtown? What downtown? That's all I'm at liberty to say now. I'm for the easy disposal of garbage. That's what raccoons and crows are for. The people of the so-called city of Omaha deserve leadership that's full of surprises. If you like the old ways, vote for someone else. But if you want a strong city council that wears masks and uses pseudonyms, I'm your man.
Paid for by the candidate whose name is a secret committee, arch foe of inflationary policies, treasurer. Good day. This is Mandible Interruptus with a CD105 editorial. Gambling once again is on the front burner of government's revenue stove. In recent years, we've gone from bingo and horse racing to keno and off-track betting. The federal government has allowed casinos on Indian land. Riverboats outfitted like mini Vegasoids ply our rivers. Pickles proliferate. Proponents point to higher tax revenues. Opponents fear moral decay. I say, forget decay, let's go for rot. I say, let's either dry off our toes or get in the tub. Let's make gambling mandatory. The 25 will get you 50 if the Huskers win the bowl game tax. Proceeds fund our schools. The $10 bet you don't get Big Red season ticket tax. The bet your company lays you off this week tax. Everyone must play. Bet it rains. Bet the lieutenant governor wears blue at the next news conference. Bet you the elephant in the circus parade poops between 16th and 17th streets. Everyone must play. Turn off traffic signals. Bet you won't make it through the intersection. $5. Bet your trash doesn't get picked up on the scheduled day. Double your money if your neighbor is sneaking yard waste in with his regular garbage. Let's go all the way. Require wagering by all citizens. If we have to play for money, the property tax could be eliminated and there'd be no more silly strip poker games. Bet me.
Those with an opposing point of view, bet you $5 you can't get it on the air.
This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, who knows what evil lurks in the souls of men? The IRS do. Tax time. Time to pay the piper. Don't deduct it, though. I tried deducting a polka band once, and, well, that's an old story. April 15th, the Ides of April. I got my taxes done. Yeah, I'm doing them every year now. Got them done. Use a 1040 EG. That's a EG, not EZ form. Stands for EGAD. Attached my W-2 from the chicken boning plant. I've been working there part-time. For fun. I reported my tip income, made $11,000 in tips last year. I substituted for Bertha down at Lumpy's Gravy Barn when she had her salad shooter accident. I worked one night. $11,000? Well, when I say, good evening, I'm the Mean Farmer and I'll be your waiter tonight. May I suggest the open-faced carp? They tip big because they know. You know they know. Oh, they know. Reported my investment income, cattle futures. Thanks for the tips, Hillary. Deducted the dog food for the pit bulls, Sally Struthers, Louise Mandrell, and Bloody Lucifer. What? Not deductible? Well, you tell them. I ain't gonna. Oh, those three love to be audited. Oh, they love it. I love the IRS. Used to work for them, writing tax form instruction manuals like enter line 21, 22, or 28, whichever is less or whichever is most symmetrical. Attach form 2469B, detailing your pocket change and indicate which formula you are using to total the proceeds of your last garage sale in this dimension. Makes sense to me somehow. Well, gotta go. Got social security numbers for the cows. Let me see here. 150 dependents, 1750 apiece. But looks like a refund. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, the pigs ate all my receipts. I swear, I do.
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooz, and listen, an American kid's going to be caned in Singapore. He's bound to become famous, and everyone's going to want caning memorabilia, but I got there first. It's Dickie Schmooz, Bit of Cane. After the kid is whooped, The actual cane used by Singapore sadists will be cut into little pieces, if it ain't broken into little pieces first, shellacked, and sent to me as the exclusive American distributor of Singapore law enforcement mementos. Mount a Dickie Schmooze bit of cane on your mantle for just $99.99. Or get a commemorative decorative plate with a beautifully rendered painting of the actual caning for just $89.99. Good law enforcement means good art that will enhance any living room or den. Send your dough to Dickie Schmooze Bit of Cane, Box 1, Singapore, Haiti.
Summer's just around the corner, and everybody's using tanning beds to bronze themselves. Soon, poolside tans will be everywhere, copper-toned bodies glistening. Everyone will look the same.
Gee, I sure feel like one of the crowd with my dark, healthy tan and Adonis-like body. Sure wish I could be different.
Now you can be different.
I can be different? How?
Come to Pale Hut.
Pale Hut? I've heard of that.
Pale Hut, where the cool people stay cool with the perfect non-tan. Pale Hut. You just take off all your clothes, no need to, but it's more fun that way, and lay down in one of our professional untanning beds. Set the timer for 30 days, close the lid, and relax. All the lights go out, and you're bathed in high-intensity darkness. Then before you know it, it's a month later.
Gee, I can hardly stand up.
That's right. Your muscles have atrophied after a month of inactivity. Your Adonis-like body is gone. But the best part...
I'm pale. Completely pale.
That's right. It's the miracle you get only at Pale Hut.
And no pale lines.
Total pale at Pale Hut.
Hey, buddy, can you carry me over to those girls? I want to show off my new anemic look. Women love weak men.
Pale Hut. In the tunnel, sub-basement 6, underground sector 7, where the sun don't shine, Nebraska.
It's a weekend of blockbuster made for TV movies starting Monday on station number 8. Tonight, Macaulay Culkin and Wayne's World's Tia Carrera star as a couple of homeless waifs who are forced to lick the filth off curbs just to stay alive till they find $1 million beside the decomposing corpse of a mafia bagman. Join in the action as they outwit the mob, the FBI, and other homeless people in Look, $1 million. Then, watch Martin Lawrence as he portrays the genocidal, sadistic dictator of Uganda in Idi Amin, The True Story. He butchered his own people and kept dead goats in the palace for target practice, yet no one ever put a bullet in his sick brain. Watch Idi Amin, The True Story on station number 8. And finally, stacked brainless starlets are being murdered in Hollywood. But is it the work of a crazed killer or a conspiracy by the government for no apparent reason? Would-be centerfold Kathy Ireland has her doubts, and with the help of the Philly fanatic, sets out to find the truth in Rand McNally's pocket road atlas of the United States. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, just stop it and tune in to Station Number 8.
Hello. Recently, my cousin, the man who refuses to give his name, announced he was running for city council. This has inspired me to enter public service as well. I am the man who refuses to show his face, and I'm running for Congress. Look, people hate Congress. Conventional wisdom has it, it's because they voted to raise taxes on rich people. Do you think that's truly the reason for the disdain? Hey, if Congress voted to eliminate all taxes, you'd still hate them. Why? It's because of their faces. Even a tan wouldn't help the incumbent, Peter Hoagland, who looks like a vampire from that old TV show Dark Shadows. John Christensen looks like a healthy Hal Dobb. Ron Staskowitz looks like Frank Christensen without glasses. And Brad Ashford has way too much hair to be a real Republican. Me? You'll never know what I look like. I refuse to show my face so that the issues can prevail in this campaign. What issues? Well, important ones like how much you hate Congress. Well, you won't hate me, I promise.
Paid for by Faceless Political Action Committee to elect the guy who refuses to show his face, the man without pity, Treasurer. Hi, I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and this is the Man Minute. I've solved all the gender issues. I've solved all the gender issues. Holy cow. Hey, hey. Okay, here it is. How we can all become sensitive to each other's needs, stop discriminating on the basis of gender, and reverse thousand-year-old societal trends in an instant. We call men women, and we call women men. Just change the designation. Then women will have the inside track in corporate competition, while men will be helpless pawns of European fashion mavens. Men will do aerobics and buy Jane Fonda workout tapes, while women golf all weekend. Ms. Magazine will change its name to Mister, and Playboy will feature wholesome pictorials of naked men. See how easy it is? Sure, there'll be some temporary confusion at public restrooms, but that's the only sticky point I can think of. It's so easy, I don't even think I can write a book about it and so become a millionaire. Not that I care. Well, I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.